In this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood, but on analysis I find them contradictory. Radhara darsane moro judaya noyano, amara darsane radha sukhe ogyana. My eyes are fully satisfied when I look upon Srimati Radharani, but by looking upon me, she becomes even more advanced in satisfaction. Paraspara venungite purdoye chetana, paraspara venungite haraye chetana, more bhame tamalere kore alinyana. The flute-like murmur of the bamboos, rubbing against one another, feels Radharani's consciousness, for she thinks it to be the sound of my flute. And she embraces a tamala tree, mistaking it for me. Krishna alingana painu janama sapale, Krishna sukhe magna rahe vruksha karikole. I have gotten the embrace of Sri Krishna, she thinks. So now my life is fulfilled, thus remains immersed in pleasing Krishna, taking the tree in her arms. Anukula bhate jadi paaye mor gandho, uriya parite chahe preme hoy andho. When a favorable breeze carries to her the fragrance of my body, she is blinded by love and tries to fly into that breeze. Kambula tarpita jabe kore aswadane, ananda samudre dube kichui na jane. When she tastes the bitter chewed by me, she merges in an ocean of joy and forgets everything else. Amar sangami radha paye je anando, satamukhe bolitabu na pai tar anto. Even with hundreds of mouths, I could not express the transcendental pleasure that derives from my association. Deep philosophy, you understand, is postgraduate study. Very deep philosophy. I find difficulty in expressing it in English, you understand. Still I will try my best, but I fail. You understand? So you may understand, I think. Nobody develop some pure intelligence to understand it. In these verses, what we recite from Chaitanya Charitamrita, you understand? The beauty, extraordinary beauty of Krishna is given. You understand? How extraordinarily beautiful is Krishna? And how Radharani only tastes it, only enjoys it. You understand? This is stated. There is one significant point in Krishna's beauty. Do you know it? Have you seen Krishna?
No.
You have not seen. Gopikanta, have you seen? No. You must see him. You should develop such eye. You can see. You can see Krishna with this material eye. Premanjana Surita. Bhakti Jilotana, you know that first? That eye is required. Premanjana Surita Bhakti Jilotana, Santa Sadeva Vdeso Jilotana. One sort of anjan, ointment is there, known as Premanjana, ointment of love. You understand? If you can anoint that ointment, smear that ointment on your eye, then you can see that all beautiful Krishna. Why don't you do it? Do you get that ointment? No, you don't get. Go and purchase or somewhere. I'll go to that factory where the ointment is being manufactured.
Not qualified.
Huh?
I've got no qualification.
Are Baba, no question of qualification. Factory is there, ointment is being manufactured there. You go there and get it.
Factory is hearing.
Huh?
Hearing from you. Factory is hearing about it.
Yes, factory is here. Yes, sir. Then you are in factory now. Then why don't you get it? You are in the factory. Now you are a worker in the factory, I think. Isn't it?
I have to wait.
Are not you in the factory now?
I'm in the factory.
Still you can't get that ointment. Huh? You are in factory, but you can't get the ointment. It's wonderful.
It's not ordinary factory.
It's not ordinary factory. Yes, that's right. Yes, but try to get that ointment. Therefore, this one significant point is that, that the beauty, the extraordinary beauty of Krishna is not same always. You understand? Is not same always. It's about changing, newer. This is significant point. You understand? In every movement, it becomes new beauty, new beauty. You understand? This is wonderful. So try to get that ointment and smear it on your eye and see this beauty. You understand? No hurry.
I don't
know how. But one question here also arises. How can you know that it is newer in every moment? We cannot understand. You understand? Ordinary people cannot understand it. You understand? Who can understand? Who can enjoy? Who can see it?
One who has got ointment of, when we have vision, spiritual vision, ointment of bhakti.
He can see.
Can see.
That's a fact. Who has anointed, smeared that ointment on our eyes, that ointment of love, he can see, you understand? But another question, another thing is there. He can see all beautiful Krishna, you understand? Our Krishna is all beautiful, Madhurjika Niroy, the storehouse of all beauty. You understand? He can see this much. He cannot see how Krishna is more beautiful and differently beautiful in different time or in all moment, in every moment. How changes. He cannot see. You understand? That's another point. You understand? No hurry. Then, who sees it? You didn't hear? What are you doing? You should be attentive. You can't follow my pronunciation? Following. I say, if you can smear that ointment of love on your eyes, you can see all beautiful Krishna. is extraordinarily beautiful, the source of all beauty. You understand? But his beauty is ever new. It is changing every moment. You cannot see that changing beauty. That's another point. You understand? You cannot see. Then who sees it? Only Radhani sees. Yes, he said. No. You understand? Only Radhani sees it. We cannot see it. You understand? No hurry. This is the special quality of Srimati Radharani. It is not possible in the case of others. It's only possible in the case of Srimati Radharani. The special quality. You understand? So, how beautiful you are. Can you know it? Huh?
No.
Can any person know his own beauty?
No.
No? Other person can know who sees, isn't it? But if that person will stand up before a mirror, so he can see?
Guruma, the thing that because you are not Shibari, how can you say that Shibari is beauty? Because you are not Shibari.
You are speaking philosophically, I think. But I speak a general thing. You understand? Nobody can see his own beauty. Isn't it? That's a fact. But if he stands up before a mirror, then he can see the reflection of his beauty. Isn't it? That's the reflection. You understand? Similarly, the Krishna's beauty is reflected where? Where is it reflected?
Ramesh, I don't know this thing.
I say that, but this is very, very deep philosophy.
It's better to leave you here because the question is not useful for me.
Do you know? Yes, you know. Such mirror is set up in Radharani's heart. You understand? The mirror is there in Radharani's heart. So in that heart, mirror set up in the heart of Radharani, it seems so, it looks so. Ever new, ever new, ever new. You understand? You understand now? Only Radharani knows it. Nobody else knows. This is our point. Annatha nuhe. I was just giving that example previously, where I was speaking. Oh yeah, yes?
I want Krishna, does Krishna think in that way, that he's own beauty in Radharani? Does he think that this is Radharani?
Huh?
When Krishna can see his own beauty in Radharani's heart.
Yes.
Then he does he think that this is Radharani, her beauty, or does he think this is my beauty?
You see, beauty of Krishna and beauty of Radharani is something different. Can't you understand it? Radharani's heart is like a mirror.
Yes.
You understand? So in that mirror, Krishna's beauty is reflected.
Yes.
And it is ever new.
Yes. So Krishna, does he see?
Krishna cannot see, but he can see. Now he tries how to see. You understand? Now our point is different. That I gave that example, the sugar candy and the thorn. You understand? You understand? Have you remembered it? Huh?
Yes.
sugar candy is here and your tongue is there. You understand? But generally it is said that sugar candy is very sweet. But question arises, where is that sweetness? Whether it is in sugar candy or in the tongue?
By meeting.
That I have already said. It is neither in sugar candy nor in the tongue. It is in the meeting of the both. You understand? Similarly, the extraordinary beauty of Krishna, which is ever new, is not in Krishna. You understand? It's not in Krishna. And where is it? A sugar candy and tongue, when they unite together, then that sweetness is tested. Similarly, when all beautiful Krishna and Madana Kshama Bhavama Srimati Radharani unite together, that beauty is expressed. Ever new, ever new, ever new. You understand now? It cannot be expressed separately. It is in the union of Radha and Krishna. You understand? Therefore, that example is given. Sugar candy and tongue. Huh? Then you can understand Radha, Srimati Radharani is always very, very eager how to see that beauty, all extraordinary beauty of Krishna. You understand? Her eagerness is there. This is the question of eagerness. You understand? So, when Radharani develops such eagerness, so she can see, so she enjoys that beauty. Otherwise, no question of enjoyment is there. If there will be no eagerness. You understand? In other words, we say, as Krishna's beauty is ever increasing, ever new, similarly, Radharani's aspiration for tasting it is also ever increasing. You understand? Both are increasing. Krishna's beauty is increasing, Radharani's aspiration is increasing also. Both are increasing, parallel way. Do you understand? In a parallel way they are increasing. This is the philosophy. This is an example. You can understand it very well. It's difficult to understand. Still, acharyas give that example of tongue and sugar cane. You understand? Then another philosophy stated that acharyas gave. When sugar candy and tongue are united, then who tastes this sweetness? Who tastes it? Huh?
Who possesses the tongue?
Who possesses the tongue? That's correct. The tongue tests, isn't it? Yes, definitely. if there is a there is something very, very beautiful, beautiful sight or say something, beautiful thing or beautiful sight, when we see it, we say, yes, it is very beautiful, isn't it? So we all see and we all say it is beautiful, isn't it? But here, why it is said that only Radharani is tasting this beauty of Krishna? It cannot be seen or tasted by anybody else than Radharani. Why it is said so? Why it is said so? Do you understand? Do you know it? You don't. You know Gopikanta.
He's always eager, expanding eagerness.
That's the answer. Because your eagerness, great eagerness, unsuppressing eagerness, cannot be suppressed. Then saying, if someone is blind, you see, he has no power of vision. If this thing is here, can he see it?
No,
because he is blind. He has no proper vision to see this thing, isn't it? Then one philosophical point is raised here. Thing is there, a blind man cannot see. So, thing is here, person is there, man is there, but he cannot see. Then what is needed for seeing? You may see
eyes,
vision. Suppose it is a dark night, can he see? No? He has vision now, and seeing thing is here, still he cannot see. You have vision, you have eyes. You understand?
Yes.
I put a thing here, but it's very great, very, very dark night. Can you see?
No.
Then what is needed to see?
The light. Light.
Light, yes. Then two things come up. There should be eye, or vision, and light, both. If light is there and you have no vision, you cannot see. Isn't it? You have eye, if no light, you cannot see. Then both are needed. You understand it now? This is philosophical point. Very great philosophy, deep philosophy. You understand? Have you ever had it? You have never had it. Gopikanta, have you ever had such philosophy? You have you ever heard such philosophy?
Like this,
yes, what I say now. Have you ever heard someone speaking like this?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Yes, this is the philosophy. Then two things are required. One is eye, another is light. Isn't it? Proper vision, and another is light. You understand? So in this perspective, taking this example, you now think of the all-beautiful Krishna, the extraordinary beauty of Krishna. As two things are required, then what are those two things that is required to see the beauty of Krishna, extraordinary beauty of Krishna? You understand? Do you know it? So one is light, another is the thing.
Yes.
What is the light there?
Radha Prem.
The light is love, Prem. You understand?
Yes.
That's like light. And that sort of eye is required, which is ever eager to see. You understand? These two are required.
Prem and eagerness.
And prem and eagerness. Light, prem is like light, and eagerness is that eye. You understand? These two are required. Then prem, this love, is the most important factor here. And when, therefore we say, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena, that we say. Then another question, another philosophical point is there. Krishna is there. Say Krishna now is there. In all of us, before all of us. Isn't it? And we have some vision, some eye also. We are not blind. Can all of us see the same beauty?
I don't think so.
No. We cannot see the same beauty, or different people, we can see differently. You understand? What is its cause? Why is it different? Why it is different?
Because it's a degree of love, the eagerness of different, because we are different, eagerness to know.
And then, if someone has no eagerness, can he see anything? He cannot see.
No.
He only see a mere boy, a mere person. Abhadananti mangmudha manusi tamasitam param bhavadananta mama bhuta vahesvaram Srimad Bhagavad-gita. You know that verse? Abhadananti mangmudha manusi tamasitam. You know that verse? What is it saying, Mr. Render?
The Muda.
Muda, rascal.
Rascal.
Who
don't know me as I am.
Yes.
By my excellent name, Yoga Maya. Because of
Krishna.
Krishna is covered by his Yoga Maya.
Yes.
So the Muda, the rascal,
who
in that sense, don't want to surrender Krishna, they can know Krishna.
So they cannot see Krishna?
No.
They only say, it's a mere boy, a cow or a boy, who tends cows, isn't it? Avadhanandi, mangura manusi, an ordinary human being, they say, isn't it? So their vision is something different. Then who sees? Krishna as it is.
Asuran soul. Asuran soul, if you bhakta.
A pure bhakta sees, who has endowed with that eye. Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilosanina. Isn't it? He sees. Then, therefore, it looks differently. Because different people have different mood, bhav, isn't it? And most of them, those who are not pure devotees, they have no such aspiration also, no such eagerness also, isn't it? So how can they see it? Do you follow? Another thing is, The beauty of Krishna is always new, fresh. Not the same always. Navanobayaman. You understand? Ever changing. So, if someone has to see that beauty or enjoy or taste that beauty, what is required for it?
Bhakti.
Prem bhakti is not ordinary bhakti. Prem bhakti. You understand? Prem bhakti is required. That means in the storehouse of that bhakta, the prem must be there. You understand? And that prem should be ever increasing. Otherwise, he cannot see or enjoy the ever-increasing beauty or ever-changing beauty of Krishna. You understand? Huh? This is all philosophy. Very, very deep philosophy. Not ordinary. Yeah. So, this beauty, I'm saying, this love is only with Radharani. You can never find such love in the society of gopis also. You understand? It's never found. Therefore, only Radharani enjoys. Ekoli Radhika Aswade Sokoli. It is stated, ekoli Radhika Aswade Sokoli. Only Radhika Radharani tastes this ever-changing beauty, ever-fresh and new beauty of Krishna completely. You understand? Nobody else can do it. Yes.
This is all analysis between Krishna as energetic and Radharani are energy.
Energy. Yes. Yes. So yes.
We are learning this meeting between Krishna and Radha. Whatever we are learning now. So, what is our position then? What are we doing then?
You.
Yes. Yes.
Then you should know what you are. What you are?
Which is our business? Yeah. It's only Krishna, only Radha.
Different people are different business. All people are not same business. You understand? Different people are different business. Why do you think that all people have the same business?
Now what I'm asking Guru Maharaj is, which we have to understand is the philosophy, and specifically, this is between Radha and Krishna.
Yes.
So we are living entities, part and parcel of Krishna.
We cannot become Radha.
That's right. So what's our position? Just to learn, to understand?
We are made servants, maybe servant of the servant of servants of Radharani or Krishna, like that. You understand? We cannot do it. Therefore, Krishna only says about Radharani. You understand? How Radharani is too eager to enjoy my beauty. Therefore, he says here, পরস্পর বেণুকিতে হয় চেতন মোর ভ্রমে তমালের পরে আলিঙ্গন দি ফ্রুট লাইক মার্মার অফ দি ব্যাম্বুজ রাবিং এগেনস্ট ওয়ান অ্যানাদার স্টিলস রাধারানিজ কনসাসনেস ফর শি থিঙ্কস ইট টু বি দি সাউন্ড অফ মাই ফ্লুট অ্যান্ড শি এম্ব্রেসেস এ তমাল ট্রি মিস্টেকিং ইট ফর মি She embraces a tamal tree, mistaking for Krishna. Do you understand? And thereby she thinks, I have gotten the embrace of Sri Krishna. So now my life is fulfilled. Thus she remains immersed in pleasing Krishna, taking the tree in her arms. How eager she is. Do you understand? Again, it is also further said, when a favorable breeze carries to her the fragrance of my body, she is blinded by love and tries to fly into that breeze. When she tastes the beetle chewed by me, she merges in an ocean of joy and forgets everything else. Even with hundreds of mouths, I couldn't express the transcendental pleasure she derives from my association. You understand? Then only Radharani gets all these things. Nobody else can get it. You understand? We cannot become Radha. Radha is Radha. We cannot become. Yes?
What does it mean?
Radharani
is poor.
That's in the
Gopis
conceived
Radharani is
poor.
Radharani?
Poor.
What did
he say?
Poor?
Poor.
Yes,
poor.
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 Poor. Poor. I mean something wrong.
Yes. And the Gopis conceived Radharani is poor.
The gopis conceal themselves?
No, as the gopis conceal, Radharani is false. Radharani makes a mistake and the gopis fault.
Fault?
Yes.
Oh, fault he says. I can understand your pronunciation. Oh, gopis conceal Radharani's fault, yes.
But what fault?
You see, we cannot find any fault. We are very ordinary persons. In our consideration, there will be no fault at all. You understand? Because we are ordinary persons. How can we find fault with Radharani? We cannot. They are very, very elevated personalities. You understand? Whereas we are very, very low. We cannot think it of. It is inconceivable in our path. You understand? So why shall we bother our head? Is there any fault? No fault is there in our consideration. You understand? If so, that fault is also very extraordinary, not ordinary. That we cannot conceive. You understand? This is a loving affair, which is not material, it's transcendental love that cannot be expressed by material words. We cannot express it. Yes?
So, Guru Maharaj, living entities are developing. That's the love of Krishna or Radha. That you see, we have to deal with love.
Yes.
Love of Godhead.
Uh-huh.
That's love of Godhead. We do love for Krishna or for Radha or for both.
You see, why do you forget that example, the sugar candy and the thorn? Huh?
Because that's
if you can remember that, then you can understand. It cannot be one-sided, both-sided. There must be two, not one, when the question of love arises. Then how do you say whether it is belongs to Krishna or belongs to Radha?
I understand that.
Now you understand? You are such a fool.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just come to learn. Because I don't know nothing at all.
You understand? Radharani has extraordinary eagerness. You understand? It cannot be found in the society of gopis also. Therefore, only Radharani relishes it. Even Lakshmi Devi cannot forget it. You understand? Lakshmi Devi underwent penance in Billabong hundreds of years. How to get that? Still she failed. You understand? She couldn't get it. Then what is our question? When Lakshmi Devi failed, can we get?
What to say of others?
What to say of ours? Do you understand? Because we are very, very low and insignificant creatures, isn't it? But this is only philosophy we can understand, and just have an idea. What is this love? Just form an idea. You understand? How extraordinary, how wonderful it is. The love between Radha and Krishna. You understand? And one who is fortunate enough to be a dear devotee of Rupa and Sanatan, Jeev Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoiva Akuti, Kobe Amo Buddha Vase, Jivalapira. It is stated also. Rupa and Raghunath, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. You understand? Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoiva Akuti, Kobe Amo Buddha Vase, Jivalapira. I cannot understand the love between Radha and Rani, Radharani and Krishna. It is very difficult to understand also, because it is not material, it is transcendental, quite different thing. We are material. We are in material world, a material body, our mind is a material thing, and the thinking or conceiving something in the mind is all material. We cannot conceive it, which is transcendental, it's not material. Then it is said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoiva Akuti Kobe Amo Buddha Vase Jugalapira. When I can develop the devotion